Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Bradley Wiggins Show by Eurosport, sponsored by Cyclist Magazine. Today, another stage in the Giro d'Italia, bright day for the breakaway and Britain's Alex Dowsett winning his second road stage of his career in a year where he's without contract next year and on the day that I think he found out he's going to be a father. So congratulations from us all. And this is how Rob Hatch called it.
500 metres for Alex Dowsett to enjoy. He's already done the hard work. He and his teammate Brenly have schooled the rest. They've played the game and they are going to be the winners. One last obstacle to get around. Alex Dowsett will be wary of that dog. But as he comes to the line, he's going to do so as a history maker, a record setter, the first ever man to win a Grand Tour stage for the Israel Startup Nation. They now are a proper Grand Tour team. Alex Dowsett has won a road race in a Grand Tour. Alex Dowsett in dreamland. A Giro d'Italia stage winner again. What a day, what a win. Alex Dowsett, take a bow. A moment to savour for the man from Maldon. What a day. And not just for the rider himself. The team has finally arrived on the big time.
And joining me to talk about that win by Alex Dowsett is, of course, Eurosport's Brian Smith. Brian, Brits represented in that front group today. Of course, Matt Holmes was there and Alex Dowsett pulled the win off. And you actually called it, didn't you, in the commentary booth?
Well, it's one of these things you get a sense, you know, being a rider, being a sports director, watching it on television, you get a sense now's the time to go. And Alex went at the right time. But even on the way in on the circuits, that steep climb, you know, when Brenly and Alex Dowsett were dropped from the original breakaway, you thought, oh, here we go, it's not going to be their day. They did come back, they combined together, came back, and it was perfect in the end.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot made of the race radios this day and riders not really thinking for themselves and stuff. Israel represented with two riders in that breakaway today. As a director sportif, what would you be saying to those riders in terms of using the numbers and using the strength of each rider and in terms of how they attack, when they attack? Would that call have gone to Alex to hit him early? Because every time he attacked, he didn't attack with the force of, say, someone like Sorensen at the Tour, where we saw him attack and it was all in. How would you have played that one as a director?
They're not that type of rider. They don't have those quick accelerations, so you have to play to their strengths. It's once they get out there, they're hard to bring back. And a lot of the times, Brad, you'll know this, when you make those big accelerations, it's okay doing it for like 200 metres, but after the 200 metres, you actually feel it. So it was kind of soft accelerations, but at the right time. I said in the last 40 kilometres, once we get to about 30 kilometres, they really have to start racing, and it's Israel Startup Nation that has to instigate it. But Pucci was straight on to Alex because he knows he's, you know, a wily old fox. He's been around. He knew that, you know, once they start the 1-2. But I was a bit, why is Brendley just rolling to the front? Why didn't he not keep attacking? And we saw it in the climb. They were just lacking that little bit of power in the climb. The force that Puccio and Matt Holmes rode terrifically. Yeah, yeah. But Israel Startup Nation, having two riders, they played the 1-2, and I think they gained confidence from that. But I have to say, Brad, coming from domestic racing, because domestic racing here in the UK, it's not going anywhere. For Matt Holmes to come from there into this race, he's already shown getting Throw himself under. In the breakaway.
Yeah,
and
well.
What a stage for him today.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously the other big news today, Simon Yates has contracted COVID, which kind of gives us some answers as to why he was, you know, not himself at Etna when there seemed to be no explanation for that. That's quite a worry, isn't it? Because I think during the Tour de France, we got used to almost forgetting that this is still a problem. And it's come up more often than not recently, particularly with the likes of Amstel Gold and Paris-Roubaix. And now it almost... it's worrying for us all, isn't it? Even us working here, you know, we kind of wonder if we're going to be able to see this race out.
After the Tour de France, I think the pro peloton became confident that we could get through a Grand Tour. And then it was a bit of a shock that Paris-Roubaix was cancelled. And like you say, last night after the stage, Simon Yates got symptoms and he went straight to the doctor. These guys are getting their temperature taken three times a day. And it is a bit of a shock because if Simon had it, the incubation time, he's in the peloton for the last few days, you don't know what's going to happen. So, yeah, I feel for... He's the first rider in a Grand Tour that's tested positive.
A big player as well, isn't he?
Yeah. And the first, you know, the first big rider to test. And I just feel for that team. But not only have they tested positive for COVID, their leader, but they've already lost a couple of riders through injury. So they're already down to five riders. But I think that'll make a bit of a difference for the other teams. The other teams will look at, well, if Simon can get it, you know, any of us can get it. So I'm not saying that the teams are being complacent because I think the teams are
there's only so much you can do, isn't there?
Doing what they're doing. I think, you know, it's when you're changing, you're going into a tail, you're trusting, you're doing what you can. It's
also,
it's
riders
times.
Tend to share rooms together, don't they?
Well, in this race, I think I believe that they get single rooms. They get single rooms, but you know, you're touching things. People are
massage.
Cleaning.
You go to a massage. Yeah, you know, osteo, everything like that.
You can only do so much, Brad, as you know that.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's difficult to look at everything. I just think this could be a bit more of a, if any teams were complacent, this is going to be a big kick up the backside for them.
Well, our very own Orla spoke to Mitchelton Scott's Matt White.
Matt, the worst case scenario essentially in this COVID Giro d'Italia has played out for you. Simon Yates has gone home after testing positive. Tell us about how it all came about.
Obviously, Simon's performances in the first week were a little bit erratic. Obviously, we knew he'd come in here with very good form, and the condition that he had on Mount Etna, no one really could explain. And obviously, our doctors have been monitoring him and everyone else in the organisation daily. And yesterday, after the stage, he just spoke with our doctor and felt a little bit hot. He had a mild temperature. And so we contacted the organisation, and they came to our hotel late last night and tested firstly Simon, and then after he returned a positive test, tested the rest of our staff.
So a disappointment for the team, but as you say, the rest of the staff then had to be tested because Simon is clearly, even though he's operating in a race bubble, he's caught this from someone. So how much of a concern is this for the team? How much of a concern is this for the wider race?
No one knows how Simon contracted COVID. At the end of the day, we are working in a bubble, but that bubble is also very diverse because we're changing hotels every day. We're doing our best and all the teams doing their best to wear masks, obviously pay a big attention to hygiene, and we're getting tested pre-race, 6 days out, 3 days out, obviously when we arrive and on the rest days. But, you know, we can't control everything. We can't control the people who are working at the hotels we're staying at are not getting COVID tested. And at the end of the day, it doesn't take much for somebody to come in contact with someone who's had COVID. So no one knows the answer where Simon did contract the COVID. But the main thing is he's doing well at the moment, very, very mild symptoms. And no one else in our organisation has any symptoms or has the virus.
How confident are you, Matt, that this race will make it all the way to Milan now that we've had a key contender in the race having to go home?
Oh, look, I'm not here to speculate, but we're just taking it day by day at the moment. We can only control what we can control, and that is we're negative at the moment. We're going to go run through a battery of tests over the next couple of days, everybody in our organisation. And we'll go from there.
And Simon is the third member of your team to have to go home. How do you regroup after this? How do you concentrate on the race as it currently stands?
Yeah, look, we've lost a few riders due to injuries and crashes. But we've got a couple of young, talented Australians, and now it's a great opportunity for those guys to step up and take the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting there. Ulla also did say off air to us early that she, Matt also went on to explain that how much and just how stringent the testing has been. And they've all tested, and the rest of the team so far have all come back negative after some. So that's quite reassuring for them, isn't it?
It is, but it would still be a big worry for the team.
As to where he contracted it in the first place, yeah, I think
mentally,
that's the biggest
worry. If you feel, I don't think we'll ever find out where it came from, but if you feel a bit unwell, you're going to go straight to the sports directors, the doctors, and say, look, I feel a wee bit unwell. And, you know, let's be honest here, all the way through a Grand Tour, you don't always feel brilliant these days where you feel bad and things like that. So it'll be in the back of a lot of the riders' minds.
Yeah. Also, in that interview, Ulla also picked up on it. A rider comes back for a bottle from the team car while Matt is doing that interview and says, I'm not too feeling too great. I don't know if I'm being a hypochondriac. So it just shows you how, you know, fatigue, or as you pick up, as you know, Brian, during a stage race can be maybe mistaken, or the paranoia, the hypochondriac style, you know, that kicks in. Cyclists are notoriously hypochondriacs, aren't they? Because the fragility of the kind of the health you live on, because it's so draining, of course, the riding, your immune systems are low, but they're also very skinny, aren't they, and very thin.
Yeah, and, you know, the immune system's not that great either. So yeah. It's tough times, and it could get tougher. You know, will this race get to Milan? That's the big thing, because, you know, a lot of major cities are going into lockdown now. So it's troubling times, and I'm just so thankful, and I've said it a few times in my commentary, that I'm just so thankful that we're seeing racing. You know, that's a privilege, but we're actually seeing racing.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of sports that haven't got that. We still get the crowds at the side of the road. So that's a big news that Simon Yates has tested, although the rest of the team has tested negative.
And on that, tomorrow, another GC day. We said earlier that Vincenzo Nibali, he's really the one who's kind of profiting through other people's misfortune, I guess, because, you know, maybe he's not the rider he was 4 or 5 years ago, but he's still quite wily, isn't he? And, you know, we've seen him kind of put the pressure on at times when Geraint Thomas was out the back the other day, Jakob Fuglsang today. Normal circumstances, he maybe want to wait with 2 weeks left of this race, but with the uncertainty, there will be a cutoff point where the GC is taken as is. So he might want to move tomorrow on this big GC battle day and get into that jersey, anticipating that might happen.
Yeah, I think he will. And he's always thinking and, you know, always looking at things. And I think there's no love lost between Fuglsang and Nibali. On Etna, they were looking at each other. Yeah. And I believe that Fuglsang made a few comments about Sicily and being a little bit dirty and things like that. Nibali would have seen that, and that might have been the kind of grudge today when he punctured. Just push on a little bit, make them chase
a little bit harder. He remembers things like that. He's very, very, he reacts to things like that. Very, he remembers them. He doesn't forget them. He drives us, that sort of stuff. You know, and it sort of reminded me a little bit, forever's watched The Last Dance of Michael Jordan on, you know, the Netflix show this summer. You know, he takes things very personally, as Michael Jordan did. So, well, I'm sure we'll all watch that with great interest tomorrow, and we'll be back tomorrow with a full podcast with Graham and myself. Thanks, Brian, once again for joining us, as ever. And speaking of Graham, here he is.
This episode is sponsored by Cyclist Magazine. Listeners can claim the special offer of 3 issues for just £3. Cyclist Magazine is a celebration of everything that makes road cycling special, and every issue is packed with the most exhilarating cycle routes, in-depth road bike reviews, and expert opinion on everything from training plans and nutrition to kit and the latest tech. Simply visit cyclistmag.co.uk/Bradley Wiggins to get your 3 issues for just £1 each. Offer available to UK residents only until 30th of September 2021. Check the website for full T's and C's.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.